Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin. I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are now 24 days until the midterm elections, and this is your election headquarters. We've got some great guest coming up on today's show. In just a few moments, we're going to be speaking with Dan Cox, running for governor in Maryland. Also, John Solomon from Just the News is going to be here. He has some very interesting information on the January 6th panel. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Our good friend Franklin Graham is dropping by, as well as Congressman Andy Biggs. And we're going to be speaking to a veteran DC Comics artist about the wokeness that has infected the comic book community. So we've got a lot going on today. We're going to be taking your calls as well. And I want to start with, I don't mean for this to be terribly controversial, folks. I'm just going to speak my mind here. The more I hear out of this J6 committee, the more suspicions I have that what they have been telling us, the narrative that has been unfolding, is not right. It's not accurate. And yesterday, CNN, the most profane name in news,
Crying Negro Network,
thanks, Judge Joe Brown, CNN broadcast some exclusive video of Nancy Pelosi on the day of the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Now, this happened before a single window was broken. It happened before anybody stormed the gates of the Capitol. And this is important. I've had a chance to watch the videos, and it was a 7-8 minute video, and I watched all of it. And I had there were a couple of takeaways from this video. But before we go down that path, I want to play this audio of Nancy Pelosi saying she wanted to physically assault then President Trump.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. This
is my home. I would pay with you.
I'm waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
All right. There you have it, folks. Nancy Pelosi saying she wants to punch Donald Trump. I mean, punch the man. Knock him out. Make him bleed. That's what Nancy Pelosi wants to do. I have a couple of things to say about this. First of all, it is a federal crime to threaten a president of the United States. As a matter of fact, there is a statute. Threatening the president of the United States is a federal felony. Under United States Code, Title 18, Section 871. So when Nancy Pelosi said she wanted to punch Donald Trump, she was breaking the law. Shall I continue? It consists of knowingly and willfully mailing or otherwise making any threat to take the life of, to kidnap, or to inflict great bodily harm upon the president of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Pelosi, with that old, decrepit, bony fist of hers, could very well have caused great harm to the president of these great United States. So it seems to me, if you're Merrick Garland, this is a slam dunk case here because we've got Pelosi on video. This is not some sort of conjecture. This isn't some sort of a secret tape recording. We've got the video of Nancy Pelosi threatening to harm the President of the United States. And Pelosi, by the way, said she would be willing to go to jail. So my question is, why is she not in jail right now? Where are the FBI agents raiding the home of Nancy and Paul Pelosi? No, I get it, Grace Baker. I know the agents are probably concerned about getting hit by Paul Pelosi because the guy drives and drinks. I get that. But still, they have a job to do. And that job, ladies and gentlemen, is to protect the President of the United States from violent people like Nancy Pelosi. So my question here is, why haven't the feds raided Nancy Pelosi's house? We have her on video. This was played on Capitol Hill during the J6 committee. Seems to me she ought to be in jail right now.
You say, but Todd, she's an old woman. She's been there since Methuselah, and she's just an old woman. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Oh, yes, she does.
But Todd, she's an old woman. She can't spend the rest of her life in jail.
I have no idea what that voice is. You got to work with me. It's Friday here, people. Well, yeah, she's an old woman. You know who else is an old woman? The lady we told you about yesterday from Mount Juliet, Tennessee, 87 years old. The FBI raided her house, threw her ass in jail, biblically speaking, in jail, and charged her with standing in front of an abortion clinic. This sweet, Christian, godly woman who survived a concentration camp in Germany only to come to America, and now she's living in Joe Biden's concentration camp. She could spend the rest of her life in jail. And you're telling me they're going to let Nancy Pelosi get away with threatening the President of the United States? This was not said in jest. This was not some sort of a joke. Play it again. Not that.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
Oh, he comes. I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom.
I would pay to see
that. I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
She said that they've been waiting for this. Waiting for what? What exactly was Nancy Pelosi waiting for? I mean, we know that Nancy Pelosi rejected requests to bring more security, more National Guard troops onto the Capitol grounds to protect the building. We know that. We know that the Secret Service, we know that the Pentagon, we know that Capitol Police had been raising the alarm bells that there was going to be a very large crowd in Washington, D.C., and they wanted to have more troops, more boots on the ground. But Nancy Pelosi rejected those requests. And yet here we have Nancy Pelosi saying she's been waiting for this. Is it possible, is it just possible that maybe, just maybe, Nancy Pelosi was baiting the President of the United States? Daring him to step foot on Capitol Hill, accusing the president of trespassing. He's the president of the freaking United States of America, Nancy Pelosi. I don't know what you've been drinking, but that man could go anywhere he wants to go. But that's not what has me puzzled. Here's what has me puzzled. Why was there a film crew in Nancy Pelosi's office on January the 6th? Filming a documentary. Why that specific day? There was really nothing of interest going on in her career on that day other than the vote, but those things have happened over and over again. So there was nothing out of the ordinary, right? This was a pretty mundane thing that was going on, unless Nancy Pelosi knew that something was going to happen that day. Because she said, her own words, that they were waiting for this. So is it possible that maybe this was, when you go back and you've got to watch the whole 7 minutes, and we don't have time to do that on this radio program, but when you watch the full 7 minutes, you get the impression that this is a really badly scripted Steven Seagal movie. It's almost as if the dialogue was written for people to deliver on camera. And it's not just Pelosi, it's the others. It's almost as if the whole thing was, you hate to say it, scripted. Now, I've been telling you for a very long time that something just never added up. I mean, we certainly condemn the people that were breaking the windows and breaking down the doors and fighting with the police officers and raiding offices. Those people deserve whatever punishment comes their way. But I do find it interesting that the people that raided Nancy Pelosi's office are doing harder time than some killers in America. That to me makes no sense whatsoever. But still, they committed a crime. But I'm wondering, ladies and gentlemen, if the evidence is now accumulating to the point where you can say, you know, Todd, something's not adding up here. You know, Todd, what the January 6th committee is trying to convince us of, we're not seeing that evidence. But what we are seeing a lot of evidence of is that it looks like a lot of this could have been prevented had only Nancy Pelosi and the leadership done their jobs. But what if that was not the point? What if the point was to open up the Capitol? Because we've all seen the videos of the police officers standing down, moving aside the barricades and letting people into the building. We've all seen that video with our own eyeballs. What if they were told to do that? What if they were told to let the people into the buildings? And by the way, of all those people that were arrested, how many of those people were connected to the FBI? How many FBI agents were there on that day? How many FBI agents were involved in the planning, the plotting, the execution of what happened on that day? The FBI won't tell us. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, refuses to testify. And you know why? It's because of that video. That's why. They're hiding something. Is it possible that all of this was cooked up to try and destroy Donald Trump? And is it possible that Donald Trump just walked right into the trap that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats laid? How else do you explain the fact that Nancy Pelosi rejected National Guard troops? She rejected additional security. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to raise those questions. Ladies and gentlemen, a very simple question as we start the show. Are you buying what that J6 committee is selling? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have stories. We've got video. You can see it for yourself on our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back. Illegal drug trafficking has turned our southern border into a war zone. It's a war that no one wants to talk about. That's why I urge you to see Border Battle, the new 6-part limited documentary series from Turning Point USA. It exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of drug cartels and the illegal drug trade. Fentanyl has killed tens of thousands of Americans. It's so dangerous, just 3 grains of fentanyl can kill you. Border Battle reveals how illegal immigration, human trafficking, and America's drug crisis has only been made worse by decades of government neglect. Today's drug cartels are militarized with sophisticated weapons, tanks, and drones that drop explosives on their drug competitors right on our southern border. We've never seen this before in the history of our country. Hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents about the horrific conditions along the border and what life is really like on the front lines. Watch Border Battle now. Download the full 6-part documentary series at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. You think Nancy Pelosi ought to be charged, ladies and gentlemen? She threatened the President of the United States. Do you think she ought to be charged? 844-747-8868. Here's my take. The FBI has raided the homes of parents simply because they complained to the school board. The FBI has raided the homes of pro-lifers whose only crime was standing on a sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic praying. The FBI has raided the homes of Trump supporters. The FBI has raided the homes and demanded evidence of conservative lawmakers. So my question is, if they're going to go to that level against law-abiding American citizens, why would they not raid the home and charge Nancy Pelosi with a crime? Because there is video evidence. And ladies and gentlemen, all I'm saying is, what's fair is fair. And if you're going to do it to one side, you got to do it to the other. All right, let's go to the phones. Jerry the Liberal in Milwaukee. Jerry, what say you?
Oh, my God. I almost don't know where to begin, Todd. Nancy Pelosi had a reason to be upset. People were storming the Capitol, urged on by Donald Trump. This would never have happened if Donald Trump didn't have a tantrum, get mad, which was everybody knew he was going to do. None of this would have happened. People broke into her office. She had a reason to be upset. She didn't make a credible threat to Trump. She didn't communicate anything with Trump. The idea that she really, I mean, if Trump is scared of an 82-year-old for a woman, I wouldn't be that surprised if Trump was. But I don't perceive her as much of a threat. And, you know, she is not in charge of the Capitol Police. There's a Capitol Police Board. So she's not even the one who makes those decisions. There's a police board that's subject to different congressional committees. Trump is the reason. Trump is the reason there was a storming. People carried Trump flags, Todd. They didn't carry Pelosi flags. They carried Trump flags in that storming. Why are you not giving the blame to the man who's responsible for all this?
Jerry, you heard Donald Trump say protest peacefully. He said that over and over again in the speech on the Washington Mall. Now, look, the people that are ultimately responsible are the people who committed those crimes, and they should bear full responsibility. But I go back to the testimony of the U.S. Capitol Police Chief, who said six times they asked for National Guard help ahead of the demonstration because, Jerry, the intel was there. Even the Secret Service, they came out yesterday, and the Secret Service knew well in advance that there was a possibility for violence. Now, Jerry, you and I both know that you can manipulate a lot of stuff these days, and the concern I have is we do not know how many FBI agents were involved in the planning and the execution of what went down, and we just don't know that.
That's absurd. That's simply absurd.
Why is it absurd?
Look at all these people who said they were Trump supporters, all the people carrying Trump flags. They were not urged.
Well,
on
I could go out there
FBI.
And say I'm
they
a Biden.
They were urged on by Donald Trump. Now you say that Donald. I don't think that Donald Trump necessarily committed maybe a crime because he didn't specifically said.
Oh, but Nancy Pelosi did.
Capitol.
Nancy
so
Pelosi
I'm not
did.
Stating that, but this all was because of him. I mean, his urging of people not to accept their election results, his blatant lying about the election, his telling people he's not really taking constructive action. We have a man who said maybe his own vice president should be hung because his vice president didn't break the law and throw out the electoral
college. He's denied saying that. I mean, I'd like to see the video. When it comes to Trump and the media, Jerry, I want to see video evidence. And at that point, I want to make sure the video hasn't been altered. But just show me the video evidence. That's all. Show me the video evidence.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to see all the video evidence because I saw a lot of video evidence on January 6th, and it was not a pretty sight. And I saw our president at the time not really take constructive action. I mean, this is a guy who planned
with... What do you mean, Jerry? The president of the United States says, hey, you guys might want to call up the National Guard here. I mean, the president was saying that well in advance, and nobody wanted to do that. And my question is, why not?
Why are you blaming the Speaker of the House when we have the President of the United States sitting and just watching TV and his own aides say they had to urge him to take action, to do something, and they said he was just enjoying it?
The former chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Jerry, said six times he asked for National Guard help. His job wasn't to call the President of the United States to ask for that. He called Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is one vote, but is one voice on that committee, Jerry. So she had an obligation, but she didn't do it. And you know why? Because she was too busy getting hair and makeup for her little documentary she was filming. Jerry, got to run. Yeah, we got to run. We're late for a break here, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Folks, Jerry the Lib says I've gone full-blown conspiracy. Right or wrong? 844-747-8888. 800-848-9868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we've got Joe from LJ wants to weigh in on the big fight night tonight. Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock, we're going to be talking about that. And Dan Cox, running for governor in Maryland, he'll be here as well. We'll be right back. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Our good buddy Mike, the Mike, from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nooga Radio. You can hear that station all over eastern Tennessee. Mike, what's your take on what happened on January the 6th?
Yeah, the Nooga Radio Network, now on Rumble, by the way, a little plug there. I mean, it's obviously... You know, this is what amazes me with Democrats. They think they're smarter than conservatives and Donald Trump. I can't wait to hear him testify or see him testify. He's going to eat them alive. There's something called unintended consequences, and they're going to find out about that. FBI agents were embedded. I know many individuals that went there. 99% of the people were peaceful. They were FBI agents encouraging people to... bypass the artificial line. And you know what? Since when isn't our capital protected? What if these were terrorists? Hey, what if these were just terrorists from overseas storming the Capitol? You mean to tell me there's no protection in line? And why didn't they allow the National Guard in?
Mike, it's a great question. And again, six times, this was testimony on Capitol Hill. And that's what we deal with here. I know Jerry the Liberal says, oh, Starnes is a conspiracy guy. We're just dealing with the facts as they were presented to us at this hearing under oath, under penalty of perjury. I mean, these guys could go to jail if they're lying, and I don't think they're lying. I think they asked for help. Help was denied, and there was a reason for that, and I suspect it had something to do with Nancy Pelosi's daughter and the documentary she was filming.
That's because they always throw conspiracy when they can't answer the question.
That's true.
And what's interesting is a conspiracy is two or more people planning a crime. So it obviously was a conspiracy. But that's aside, whether it was or it wasn't, whether they wanted them to storm the Capitol or not, they created a situation whereby it would occur based on what happened during the election and the votes that were, by proof, stolen. 2,000 meals reveals what they did. Democrats are good at stealing elections. I'm originally from Philadelphia, and I can tell you this. I knew they were stealing elections back then. The only way a Democrat can truly get elected, in my opinion, and I'm 64, I've been involved in politics since I was 13, is by stealing the election. And when I say that, Todd, not just misappropriating the proper votes, but in lying, because that's all they do is lie. And the media is on their side.
Yeah.
The media is their co-conspirator. We know that. We've been doing this a long time.
Oh, look, and now they've dumbed down the media so much. It's just an easy, all they're doing is reading off of talking points or press releases they're getting from DNC headquarters. Mike, got to run, my friend, but I do appreciate your call. Mike says it was obviously a setup, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have a guy who wants to be the next governor of Maryland. He is the Republican nominee. Dan Cox joins us. CoxForFreedom.com is the website. Dan, good to have you on the show today.
Well, Todd, thank you. It's quite an honor that you would bring me on, and it's an honor to run for freedom here in Maryland as the Republican nominee for governor. We are carrying the flag forward for all of our nominees up and down the ballot, and it's very exciting because right now our children are under attack, as you know, and our families need encouragement, protection, parental rights back in charge with our schools and putting food on the table. My goodness, we have one of the heaviest tax states in the nation, as you're probably aware. And then our crime issue is out of control. So we are running this flag forward, and we have a lot of support. We have momentum. It's exciting.
I don't mean to alarm you or trigger you, Dan, but the Washington Post doesn't like you very much, among others. I want to read a line to you from a story they did. And talking about Larry Hogan, the questionable Republican governor you have there, Hogan has not given an endorsement in the race. This is from the Washington Post. But he has called Cox a QAnon whack job, whom he doesn't see fit to tour the governor's office, let alone lead it. Is that an accurate quote?
It's unfortunate that that's a past issue, but Governor Hogan is not on the ballot. The ballot issue is between far left, open society connected, international lobbyist supported globalist named Wes Moore versus myself, who's a lifelong Marylander, state delegate, a constitutional civil rights attorney with my family. My wife and I have 10 children. We have served in the legislature. I've been working very hard for 17 years as a small businessman here in Maryland. And we are your everyday Marylanders. And, we're out here raising money from the people. And we have raised enough to win because we're getting the votes. But, we're up against the international machine from the Hamptons. And unfortunately, Hogan had some negativity. But, that was because I was the sole leading delegate to stand against him on the lockdown orders. For the most part, the governor stood against taxes, and he also, was unfortunately against President Trump, and I called him out on that as well. I opposed him strongly on those things because we need to be about supporting freedom in our state and in our nation, and President Trump was leading that America First vision, and he still is. I'm proud to have his endorsement, and it's unfortunate that Governor Hogan has kind of gone out on a limb. In fact, You mentioned a quote there in the Washington Post, but there's another quote of Governor Hogan when he said, after I won the election, he said he feels like he's out in a lifeboat all by himself in the GOP. Well, maybe he should learn from that, but I think he is. And so I'm working on looking at the positive, and we're moving forward, and we're saying, this is about our Republican America First values. This is about our values that are across all party lines. We have a lot of Freedom Democrats joining us here in Maryland. As you know, it's 2-1. Democrat in Maryland, and yet 20-30% were furious with the way the COVID lockdowns were handled. We had one of the hardest shutdown states in the nation. We were up there with, Hogan was the National Governors Association chairman, and Cuomo was the vice chair, and we had a very harsh kind of lockdown. And thankfully, pushing back hard, we began to open up the schools. I worked very hard on that. We began to try to end some of these mask and vaccine mandates, but my opponent, Mr. Moore, wants to force a vaccine passport with an experimental jab, and he wants to do these boosters constantly. And if you don't agree, you lose your job here in Maryland.
All right, let me jump in here, Dan. I got to be able to ask a question or two now. Sure. So I want to jump back to one of the concerns is your opponent, Wes Moore, his attempt to close what he says is the racial wealth gap. What's that all about, and do you have a problem with it?
Oh, a huge problem, and thank you, Todd. He has been called out. I called him out about the fact that he's for reparations, and I'm opposing that because this is an outrage to try to take money away from people based upon their skin color and redistribute it around the state of Maryland. This is wrong. It's his agenda. He talks about it all the time in conjunction with his defund the police agenda, which he lies and says now that he doesn't necessarily support, but if you look at Salon.com, he's all in on both of these issues, and he ties them together by saying it's because of 1619, 400 years of oppression going back to 1619. And I've called him out on that. I've stood up and said, no, We are the state of Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman, the great Republicans, the great freedom lovers that said that they can move forward because of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. And that's where I'm standing today. And that's why we're going to win in November, because we are working very hard for the civil rights of everyone, including all minority-majority districts. And a lot of people in Maryland are concerned about the loss of their rights.
Dan Cox is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He's the Republican nominee for governor in Maryland, has the endorsement of President Donald J. Trump. And Dan, I'm curious to know how you're able to fight back, because it looks like you're not only fighting the Democrats and the media, but the establishment Republicans as well are not getting on board, and they should. It should be all hands on deck. We need as many Republicans elected as possible to save this country.
Amen, amen. And, you know, we are working hard with the donor base, with some of those who have been swayed by negativity, as we sometimes refer to the Uniparty. But, you know, we are about freedom. And when people look at what my opponent stands for and they look at my freedom platform, which is very broad-based and very factually and stability-based, I mean, we're talking about putting officers back on the street to stop the crime in Baltimore. Because right now we are one of the not only the worst in the nation, we are one of the worst cities in the world for crime, for murders, for violent crime. It's horrific. And we're going to change that. And that's a simple approach that a lot of people want. But you look at, you know, the other side, and what does Mr. Westmore want to do? The exact opposite. In fact, they want to reimagine policing. And it's already been, a nightmare. So we're turning that around. And I think we have a very unified approach. We are, as Marylanders looking for freedom, we believe in, you know, the party as a base loves the America First vision that I'm carrying the banner of. That's why we won with a 52% majority on election night for the primary, with a 22-point win on election night. So people love their freedom, and I don't blame them, because, you know, it's what our birthright is giving us that, and by the grace of God, we're going to keep it.
All right, Dan, we're going to leave it there. Good luck to you on Election Day. Folks, we've got a direct link on our website to Dan's campaign page. But, Dan, tell folks where they can go directly if they want to get more info or support your campaign.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's coxforfreedom.com. And if everyone could understand in the national audience that Maryland matters, because they have the NIH here, they have the CDC issuing guidelines, they have, you know, the Global Pandemic Prevention Center, where they want to issue guidelines for the entire nation. So I am right here on ground zero fighting these policies. The DNC wants to use Maryland to try to push their agenda all the way down to Florida and Texas. We're holding the line here. We're the old line state. I'm asking for your help. This is the final media push, Todd. CoxForFreedom.com. Thank you so much.
All right, Dan. Good luck there. Folks, you heard the man. He sounds like a good and decent American patriot. He's got Trump's endorsement. And, man, are the establishment Republican folks going. Man, I want to illustrate how dirty people like Mitch McConnell and Larry Hogan are in Maryland, for example. So even though Cox, and you heard Cox lay out that there were some issues he had with Hogan bowing down to Anthony Fauci and taking one up the backside there, he had some problems with that. All of the shutdowns and the masking, and he called out the governor. And so the governor, in return, what did he call it? Called him a QAnon whack job. So anyway, during a debate the other day, the moderator said, all right, Mr. Cox, we need you to give Governor Hogan a letter grade. How good of a job has the governor done? You know what Cox did? He said, I give the guy an A, with the exception of the pandemic restrictions. So there you go. I mean, Cox is not holding a grudge here, but these establishment Republicans, they hold grudges. They're very, very bad people. I'm just telling you, very bad. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, I want to thank each of you who've already joined my campaign to support the Christian nonprofit legal organization, Alliance Defending Freedom. You've gone to toddstearns.com. You're clicking on the Donate Now button at the very top. People just like you have made it possible for ADF to defend business owners like Floris Baronel Stutzman in Washington State, so many others who continue to be attacked for exercising their religious freedom. But we need you. We need you. Listening at home right now in your car, we need you to step up to the plate. Now, right now, the threat is real. Our founding fathers have recognized that all people have inalienable rights that flow from our Creator. But secular forces are chipping away at that. They're chipping away at our Judeo-Christian values. And religious freedom, religious liberty is under threat. And that's why my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are defending your religious freedom. And they oppose any and all attempts to compel people to compromise their beliefs or retreat from civil and political life as the price for following their faith. ADF's Matt Sharp says the calls for help are almost overwhelming these days.
Alliance Defending Freedom gets over 500 calls every month asking for legal assistance. And the only way that we can respond to those, the only way we can continue to defend people like Baronel Stutzman or Colorado Baker Jack Phillips is through donations. Whether it's 50, 100, or 200, all of those go to enable us to take these cases and fight for our freedom of religion and our freedom of speech.
All right, I want you to remember this. ADF can only successfully defend these cases and thousands of others impacting your freedom because of generous gifts from listeners like you. Donating $100 to the Freedom Fund. It's very easy to do, and it's 100% tax deductible. Again, help ADF, ladies and gentlemen, stand up for your freedom at work, in the classroom, at your church, anytime it's threatened. So here's what I want you to do, and we're running behind our fundraising goals that we set from last year, so we need your help. Go to ToddStarnes.com, click on Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and consider donating $100 to the Freedom Fund. Now, if this is your first gift, it's going to be doubled thanks to a generous matching gift. Or you can phone your gift of any amount to this number. Write it down, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. And join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom.
Thanks to you great Americans, MyPillow is an amazing company. And Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on his standard MyPillows. You get a standard MyPillow, normally $69.98, only $19.98. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products like MyPillow towels, mattress toppers, My Slippers, so much more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to get Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty so you know it's going to last, and a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting the quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 1-800-839-8506.
All right, big debate tonight, and we're going to be live blogging this tonight on ToddStarnes.com. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker going toe-to-toe in Savannah. By the way, they're neck and neck in the latest Atlanta Journal constipation poll. The same poll, by the way, shows Brian Kemp with a double-digit lead over romance novelist Stacey Abrams. The poll shows Warnock at 46%, Walker at 43%. I want to go to the phones here. Our good friend Joe from LJ, he knows all things Georgia politics. Hey, Joe, what say you?
Todd, you, best talk show in America, and you got the best screener in America with Grace Baker. I think it's going to be a great debate tonight. It's going to be carried by C-SPAN and a lot of other networks also. But I think Walker, I don't believe this poll. I think Herschel is actually ahead by 3 or 4 and not behind by 3 as this poll. Most of these polls, you know, in each election, usually the Democrats poll 5 or 6 points higher than the Republicans. So I really think instead of Warnock being ahead, I think Herschel Walker is. And, of course, you alluded to Brian Kemp. That debate is Monday night at 7. The debate tonight with Herschel is 7. But I think Brian does have a double-digit lead. And I think I think his big lead in the polls will also help Herschel. And the people I'm talking to, I talk to a lot of people, and Todd, a lot of people hear me on your talk show. They love your talk show. But they're telling me that a lot of them are telling me that when the pollsters call them, they don't tell them they're for Walker because they're afraid, you know, the FBI could target him or something. So I think these polls, a lot of them are telling people that are going to vote for Walker, I mean, that are going, yeah, they're going to vote for Herschel. They say they're going to vote for Warnock.
So interesting, Joe, because you're not the first person to say that. And there are people out there who are afraid of telling a pollster, hey, yeah, I'm a Republican, because they might get doxxed. Their information might get sent to local, you know, operatives in the Democrat Party. So I get it. And I've heard those concerns before. All right, Joe, we're running up against the clock here. So tonight, big Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock debate. It's a heavyweight debate. And then we got the big governor's debate on Monday. Lots of stuff happening in Georgia. All you Georgia people, are you buying the polling? I mean, it shows Kemp with a solid lead over Stacey Abrams. 844-747-8868. That's our number. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, hour two of the big show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, 24 days. Until the midterm elections, the day that we defund and ditch the Democrats. Great to have you with us, folks. We have a very, very busy show today. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, Franklin Graham is going to drop by. They're putting together a voter's guide for all you people of faith out there. Congressman Andy Biggs is on deck. And also, we're going to be speaking with a D.C. Comics artist who now has his own comic book series, and he's been writing about the wokeness that has infected the comic book industry. We're going to be talking with him as well. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We have one of the best journalists and one of the most fearless journalists in all of America with us. He is completely revolutionizing the way people are getting their news. JustTheNews.com is the website. Talking about our good friend John Solomon. John, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
And John, a lot of news that you guys are breaking and reporting. One of the things that just really troubled me was this, as you guys framed it, this $1 million bounty that the FBI was offering for dirt on President Trump.
Yeah, pretty remarkable revelation. John Durham has used the trial of Igor Danchenko to do more than just prove his case that Igor Danchenko, a Russian citizen, lied to the FBI during the Russia collusion case that's now been so discredited. He's actually used the trial, particularly his redirect moments. When he has a witness and the defense finishes up, he redirects the witness to put the FBI itself on trial. He keeps exposing bombshell after bombshell. Let's keep in mind, there's been six investigations of Russia collusion in the House, in the Senate, in the Justice Department, the Inspector General. John Durham has turned up things that all of those investigations have failed to turn up. And one of the bombshells that came out Tuesday was an admission by the FBI that the FBI had failed to authenticate a single fact in the Christopher Steele dossier back in October 2016 before they submitted it as, quote unquote, verified evidence to the FISA court. And they were so desperate to find some verification before they submitted to the court, they didn't, of course, that they offered Christopher Steele, the British spy, up to $1 million if he could prove his own dossier. Now, that's unusual for a lot of reasons. First off, Christopher Steele was already an FBI confidential human source, so he was obligated to give the FBI accurate information. The fact that they had to use a $1 million dangle is completely outside the normal FBI regulations and norms, according to the former intelligence chief of the FBI, Kevin Brock. Secondly, it is the most stunning and overwhelming proof that the FBI knew what they were giving the FISA court was not proven, and yet they marked it verified. A lot of people today, including Devin Nunes, former House Intelligence Committee chairman, saying this is such a smoking gun. He wonders why FBI agents haven't been indicted for misleading the FISA court.
You know, John, I was watching the interview that Nunes did with you guys, and I think the shocking part for me is that he didn't know about this. He was never told about the $1 million payment.
Nope. There are so many things that we didn't know about. Yesterday, I'll give you another great example. We learned that there's an FBI analyst who was on the validation team for Danchenko. Danchenko turned out to be a source. And when they were doing the validation of him, that FBI analyst concluded and warned, hey, this guy I think is a Russian agent. He's feeding disinformation into the investigation. The FBI dismissed her, didn't listen to her. It's another thing that Nunes says he had no idea. And he did an exhaustive investigation. So the only way Devin Nunes doesn't know about it is because the FBI kept it from his committee despite subpoenas and records requests and constant interviews with FBI agents. There was a cover-up right in the middle of this investigation to keep the most damning failures of the FBI from Congress and the American people.
John, you've been covering this story for a very long time now, and it seems like there are these crumbs that are leading us to something. Do you feel confident you know where that is leading? What is the big picture of what really happened to Donald Trump?
Listen, I think the other day, several people, including Andy McCarthy, by the way, Andy McCarthy has been critical, following my reporting, great federal prosecutor, former federal prosecutor, critical, but he'd always been giving the benefit of the doubt to the FBI that maybe this was just mistakes under pressure. Bad things happened, but I think he was open to the idea that maybe this was just ham-handed mistakes. He turned around and wrote a column on Wednesday saying, you know what? You can't come to any other conclusion now than the FBI was trying to frame Donald Trump. The FBI was part of the dirty trick of Hillary Clinton. Why does he say that? Well, you got the $1 million payment. You got the knowing lie to the FISA court that something was being submitted as verified when it wasn't. But there are all these other extraordinary moments where John Durham gets the FBI agents and he literally lambasts them on the stage. Okay, hey guys, you were checking this out. Did you look at social media? No, because if you did, you would have been disproven. What does the FBI do? Why do we have an intelligence division if they don't look at social media of someone they're trying to vetting? That's like intelligence 101. He has dressed down and embarrassed these agents by showing that they had a willful neglect. They willfully would not look for things that debunked the theory they were trying to foist upon the FISA court, the American people, and the Congress. These cross-examinations are devastating. He's dressing down the Bureau. Listen, it may cost him his case. Danchenko may not get convicted because the jury's probably sitting there saying, why am I going to convict this guy when these FBI people up here did things just as bad? But he's telling the American, the people, a story through his redirect cross-examinations in this trial.
All right, John Solomon from justthenews.com on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. John, we've been unraveling this video that was shown yesterday. Nancy Pelosi clearly threatening the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, which is it's a federal crime. I'm they're raiding the homes of pro-lifers and parents who complain at school board meetings. I'm wondering why they're not on the front doorstep of Nancy Pelosi's house with CNN in tow.
Yeah, here's another thing that's so important about this. Let's remember what the January 6th committee told us at the beginning of the hearings. There's no reason to investigate Nancy Pelosi because she's not in charge of any of the Capitol security apparatus. Now, that's not true. I mean, you can show you the org chart. The House Sergeant at Arms, the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the House, reports directly to the Speaker. But let's take what we saw yesterday. I think in the middle of January 6th, she's giving all the security instructions. She's calling the Pentagon. She's calling the Virginia governor, asking for police backup. She was clearly in control of security on that day and clearly was in a position to influence security before January 6th. The Democrats actually had this videotape boomerang on them. Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security, and they just showed it on video, contrary to what they told us for months and months.
And again, I'm with you, and I think she needs to be investigated. We need to find out why they refused to provide security, especially when it was asked for the former U.S. Capitol Police chief, six times asked for National Guard troops to be brought in, and those requests were ignored. We need to find out why that happened. And John, we still don't know from the FBI how many of their guys were involved in the planning and the ultimate execution of what happened on that day.
That's right. We've gotten one little hint in one of the trials that there were at least five undercover informants or agents in the at the Capitol that day, but that's all we know. A lot of questions. They're going to get if Republicans take control next year, we're going to get answers to all of these. One thing to watch for. My sources tell me up on Capitol Hill that the Republicans have gathered a lot of text messages and email messages of the security apparatus officials that show exactly what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer knew and when they knew it leading up to January 6th. That could come out in a month or so. Keep an eye on that. That could be the first big revelation and would set up any hearings that the Republicans would have in 2023.
John, what do you see happening? Let's just say the Republicans regain control of the House and the Senate. As far as the investigations, what's the first thing? What should they prioritize?
Well, I've been asking that question of people like James Comer, who's going to be the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan, going to be chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, if Republicans take over. This is the priority list they have. They definitely want to do Hunter Biden and the national security threat his foreign lobbying did. That's high on the list. They're big on censorship. We've broken some big stories in Just the News on federally sanctioned censorship in 2020. They're going to be jumping on that. They're going to be bringing to light all the things that these 20 FBI whistleblowers have now come forward to prove political influence and interference in investigations. And then I think they're very interested in getting to the origins of COVID-19 and any lies that our public health officials told us about the vaccine, about treatments, about where the virus came from. Those seem to be the top four priorities when you interview the top six or eight chairmen that are likely in line to take over committees if Republicans win. That seems to be the priority list that they're setting up right now. And then long term, how to shrink government. I just had Ben Klein talk to him just a little while ago. He's a key appropriator from Virginia. He's going to be one of those guys leading the effort to shrink government, not by 1 or 2%, but by 10, 20, 30%. That'll be a bigger theme that'll take a whole year, how to shrink the size of government.
Huge, huge, and much needed, by the way. John, you do great journalism, you and your team over there, and we appreciate the great work you guys do.
Thanks, Todd. Love your show.
All right, John Solomon, everybody, from justthenews.com. You should bookmark that website because there's some great intel there. By the way, this just coming in, we understand now that two leading Republicans, and they are frequent guests on this program, James Comer from Kentucky, and Grace, let's try to get him on the show next week, and also our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan, they have written a letter to the National Archives. And before I explain what this letter is about, let me say this. Whenever you have people like Comer and Jordan writing letters, it means they've already got the evidence. They've already got the goods, and they're just waiting for somebody to fess up. So Jim Jordan and James Comer wrote a letter to the archivist over at the National Archives. And here is the allegation. The allegation is that Democrats pressured the National Archives to go after Donald Trump, which led to the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Comer and Jordan noted the stunning coincidence that on February 9th, Oversight Chair Carolyn Maloney of New York wrote to the National Archives about concerns over 15 boxes of presidential records that were stored at Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. The same day, National Archives sent a referral to the Department of Justice that initiated the investigation into Trump. The letter states, quote, the fact that National Archives transmitted to the Justice Department a referral that launched a criminal investigation of the former president the same day the Democrat chairwoman of the committee inquired whether the agency had been in contact with DOJ raises serious concerns about whether National Archives was pressured by committee Democrats. It is a terrific question, and one that I suspect Jim Jordan and James Comer already know the answer to. All right, we've got to take a break here. What do you want the Republicans to do? They're about to, if they sweep the midterms, what would you like to see? First order of business, what do the Republicans need to do in Congress? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Sad news from the world of Harry Potter, if you're a big Harry Potter fan. And we're going to do a trivia question here, Grace Baker. And the winner is going to get a copy of that awesome new book from Pastor Robert Jeffress. So he sent us a couple of copies to give away, and we're going to give one away. So here is the story. Robbie Coltrane, who is a comic performer, starred in many of the Harry Potter movies. He died today at the age of 72. Here's the question. Who did Robbie Coltrane play on the Harry Potter movies? 844-747-8868, if you know the answer. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina. WSIC, our great affiliate, wants to talk politics. Patty, what's going on?
Todd, how are you?
Oh, Patty, it's Friday, going to a food and wine festival tomorrow in Memphis. Looking forward to that. I'm doing good.
You love your food, don't you, Todd?
You know, if you watch the Facebook live stream, you get it, Patty. So.
Hey, listen, I heard you talking to that liberal Larry.
Oh, Jerry the Liberal. Larry the Liberal.
Jerry, whatever. Larry the Cable Guy, whatever. I don't know.
We like Jerry.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think Jerry's gaslighted, okay? And he's got to stay away from the blue Kool-Aid. And anyway, you know, the whole thing, I was telling Grace, I don't know if she said this to you, but I went to take my car to get inspected, okay?
I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I went last year, but
yes.
Now I went back, but they're new owners. They took my car into the garage. I was waiting in the waiting room. I showed them all my credentials. They come out and tell me they can't do my car because of my stickers on my car.
Wait, what? What are they doing to your car? Is this the inspection?
They were doing inspection, yeah.
And did you ask them why?
They said because they didn't go for the Trump, and I had Let's Go Brandon, and I have pumped more American oil on my car.
I see. And so what happened? What did you do?
I just left, and I had to come back home and look in the phone book to see if I could find another gas station. I did find another gas station, and I explained to these gentlemen what happened to the prior gas station, and they were like, are you kidding me? Who are these people?
Patty, what was the name of this gas station?
I'm not going to mention the gas station.
Well, are you sure? I mean, we'd love to be able to let people know so they can avoid getting their gasoline there.
No, they don't do gasoline. They just do inspections.
Oh, they just do the inspections. All right. Well,
yeah.
what town was this? Where did this happen? What town?
This is in Statesville, North Carolina.
All right. So in Statesville, North Carolina, there is it's not really a gas station, but it's a place where you go to get your car inspected so you can get your tags.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I had no problem last year, and then when I went back, I didn't know there were new owners.
Whoa, okay. Patty, we got a problem with your phone there. I'm not sure what that was. But anyway, appreciate you calling in. That's crazy. Crazy. But I've heard other stories, and I've seen other reports about people that are denied service because of their political beliefs. I mean, look at what PayPal did. By the way, PayPal, so many people have canceled their PayPal accounts over that statement they put out that they were going to fine you $2,500 if you put out something that they disagreed with. So they backtracked, but it's not working because now everybody's leaving PayPal. Unbelievable. But I just, you know, Grace, I'll tell you, this is why I don't put a bumper sticker on the Cadillac, because it's already been broken into once.
Yeah, you don't want to attract looters.
No, and that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, I've got a radio station like magnet on the back.
Yes, this is true.
But, you know, if you're going into a bad part of town, look, I've got to worry about my insurance premiums.
That's very true.
You know, it's...
No need to borrow trouble, right?
I'm just getting real with you here,
just
folks.
Just being honest.
I mean, if you got a Trump bumper sticker, who was it? May Beavers, our good friend May Beavers over in Nashville, Tennessee. And man, she got the what for. She had a Trump bumper sticker, and every time she drove around town, those leftists in Nashville went after her. And what a horrible... The liberals have destroyed Nashville.
It's not the same.
No, they don't even have accents there anymore.
No.
And everybody serves on sweet tea.
It's a sad thing.
All right, 844-747-8868. Franklin Graham coming up next. All right, our friends over at WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, just sent me a text message. So we had a caller on, Patty. She went to go get her car inspected, and they refused to inspect the car because she had some pro-Trump bumper stickers on the car. So our friends at WSIC said, hey, Todd, tell her to go to North Carolina NC Auto Repair at the Five Points in Statesville. I don't know where that is, but you guys do if you live in Statesville. NC Auto Repair, they love WSIC, and they advertise with WSIC. So you ought to be going there anyway, folks. Or Chapman's Travel Service in Statesville. They are big-time conservatives, and we thank our friends over at WSIC for that information. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Another North Carolina, this is like a North Carolina segment or something. Our good friend Franklin Graham from Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Franklin, hope you're doing well today.
I am doing great, Todd.
Hey, Franklin, I follow you on Twitter. You always have the best stuff on Twitter and Facebook, and you were announcing this really amazing thing that you are doing with Decision Magazine, which is one of my favorite magazines. You have a very special midterm elections issue of Decision Magazine. I want you to tell our listeners about that.
Well, we just try to make it simple. There's so much information out there, and there's so many political ads, and so much of it is just lies. I just wanted it to, you know, just spell it out for people. If the Republicans believe in this, the Democrats believe this, Democrats believe that, the Republicans believe this, kind of put it down so you can see very easy and compare the two. And then maybe that would help you to vote. But, you know, I've gone a little farther than that, Todd. I've got 20 good reasons to vote for Democrats. And would you like to hear them?
I'm all ears.
All right. If you like higher taxes, vote for Democrats, local, state, federal. If you want to see open borders and more drugs pour across the southern border, vote for the Democrats. If you want to see more huge government giveaways that don't help our economy and don't make sense, vote for the Democrats. If you want to defund police departments and have less law and order, vote for the Democrats. If you like higher gas prices, vote for the Democrats. If you like to be dependent on other countries for energy rather than being energy independent, vote for the Democrats. If you like inflation, vote for the Democrats. If you are good with food prices going through the roof, vote for the Democrats. If you want to see more criminals, including felons, let out of jail, vote for the Democrats. If you want the gay, lesbian, transgender agenda to continue to be crammed down your throats and taught to your children, vote for the Democrats. If you want the teacher unions to raise your children and keep your parents in the dark, vote for the Democrats. If you're okay having guns confiscated, vote for the Democrats. If you want to see the country push down the road of socialism, which is total government control of our lives, vote for the Democrats. If you like to see homelessness, crime, drugs take over the streets of our cities, vote for the Democrats. If you support biological men freely using women's restrooms, vote for the Democrats. If you support males competing in athletic programs for women and girls, vote for the Democrats. If you support the hiring of tens of thousands more IRS agents, vote for the Democrats. If you support abortion, vote for the Democrats. If you support a weaker military, vote for the Democrats. If you're sick and tired of free speech, vote for the Democrats. So that's just 20 reasons why a person should probably vote for the Democrats.
Well, I think you initially triggered most of our audience, but I think after the first one on your list, everybody kind of said, oh, okay, we're good. We're good now.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant thing that you've done here, because you're absolutely right. I mean, these are the choices, and they're pretty black and white choices for a lot of us out there.
And I think what happens, you know, Todd, people, you know, we see these political ads, and they're so misleading. But you have to look at what the party really stands for. This is not the Democratic Party of my father. This isn't the Democratic Party of the Old South. This is a different Democratic Party. It's a socialist party. It's leaning towards communism. And it's just frightening and it's scary. And if they win these elections, the midterm, you can just probably kiss our country goodbye. We're losing our freedoms so quickly under the Biden administration. And the White House is filled with people that seem to be bent on destroying this nation.
Franklin, one of the things that's really concerned me in recent days, we have seen a lot of these ministers out there, preachers, that are really criticizing their congregations for being involved in the political process. They use terms like Christian nationalism. This all seemed to pop up during the early days of the Trump administration. So I just want to ask you flat out, what responsibility do Christians have when it comes to politics in America?
Well, we've got freedom. We've got the freedom to vote. And I think we have every right to exercise our freedom to vote. The gays and lesbians put up their candidates. The socialists put up their candidates. The Marxists run their candidates. Why shouldn't we get involved in having candidates that believe the way we believe and support them? And also, Todd, you know, people would like our Decision Magazine. Let me just say, go to decisionmagazine.com, and you can get this magazine online, or we'll send it to you in the mail. It comes every month. There's not many monthly magazines, Christian magazines, out there anymore, but Decision Magazine, we produce it. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and we make that available to the people that want it, and we'll be glad to send it to them. It's a monthly magazine. But we cover issues like this from time to time. And I think political issues are a big one. We need Christians to run in politics at every level, especially school boards. I'm a firm believer in let's getting the education back in this country and take it away from the teacher unions. And let's put the parents back in control.
Franklin Graham is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. And Franklin, moving beyond politics. There's a lot happening on the humanitarian side of what you guys do through Samaritan's Purse. I know that you guys have lots of folks down in Florida. What are you guys doing to help folks recover from Hurricane Ian?
Oh, thank you, Todd. We've got the three sites set up at Fort Myers, Inglewood, and also Punta Gorda. And what we have so far, we have a total of about 4,200 work orders. These are 4,200 families that have asked us to come and help them. They've either got roof damage, trees on their house, they got flooded, they need their houses mud out. And what we do is we ask volunteers to come down and help us. So far we've had 2,700 volunteers. We need a lot more signed up, and we'll be doing this, you know, probably into, probably February. So it's a mess down there. And Todd, was so heartbreaking is so many of these people are retired. They have fixed incomes. They lived in very nice upscale trailer parks, mobile homes. They got flooded, roof damage. And some of these mobile homes are not, you can't even live in them anymore. They're just beyond repair. And the people are on fixed incomes, they just don't have money to bounce back from this. And to see people's homes go underwater and have all their furniture and everything that they own carried out to the street, their whole livelihood taken out to the street because it's now trash and it has to be hauled away. It just breaks your heart, Todd. And we're just down there trying to help as many people as we can and to help them get back on their feet. And we're doing it in Jesus' name. We have chaplains from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association that are there to minister to the families, to pray with them, to answer their questions. And our teams will go in while our chaplains are talking to the homeowners. Our team's up there on the roof cutting off trees or inside taking the sheetrock off the walls and where the house can air out and dry out so the black mold doesn't take over. It's a lot of work, but Todd, it's worth every second of it. These are Americans. These are people that love this country, people that are now down and out because of this storm, and we just need to do all we can to help them.
And speaking of that, our good friend, and he's a sponsor of my national show, Mike Lindell, he's down in the Fort Myers area, and he is personally handing out more than 9,000 MyPillows, a couple of thousand of his blankets. I mean, what a good man he is to go down there and just to help people.
No question. He was with us yesterday with our teams, and we took him from home to home to home. handing out pillows. He was such an encouragement to not only to the teams, to the volunteers, but especially to the homeowners, Todd. He's a great American.
All right, Franklin, we're going to have to leave it there. We always enjoy catching up with you, and we appreciate the great words that you give our nation and the encouragement you give our nation and the ministry that you share with the nation.
Well, thank you, Todd. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Franklin Graham, ladies and gentlemen, just a great man, and they're doing incredible work through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, also doing some incredible work through Samaritan's Purse. And, you know, we're going to be doing the Christmas shoebox. Grace Baker, turn your mic. Grace, put down the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I'm here.
We're doing the Operation Christmas. We're doing the shoebox.
I have done that before. I love that.
All right. Well, we're going to do it as like a building. The entire bunker, the news bunker, is going to do this.
Sounds great to me.
All right. You know, the trick, and I did this, I've done this many times, but the trick is putting all of that stuff into the shoebox.
It's a puzzle.
You can't cram it all in there.
No.
But it'll all fit.
You got to think about it. Yeah. You got to think about it when you're buying stuff. Will this fit with this?
Yeah. How do you, you fit a soccer ball into one of those things.
That's true. You can do it.
I did that once, but it
did
took.
Did you deflate it?
Yeah. Well, don't give it away.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering. I need to know these things because I want to get a basketball.
There you go. So we'll get the list. So we got to work on that. So we'll touch base with Franklin's people and we'll get it all squared away. They're doing some great work out there, folks, and we just appreciate Franklin and his team. And we also love Mike Lindell. Here's the story. Mike Lindell, boots on the ground in Fort Myers. He's delivering more than 9,000 MyPillows and blankets to the victims of Hurricane Ian. What a noble gesture. And, folks, we would love for you to help Mike, and you can do that by supporting the people at MyPillow.com/Starnes. MyPillow.com/Starnes. You can go there. We have all sorts of great deals and discounts just for our listeners. Got to use my promo code Starnes, and that'll activate all the discounts you're going to get. And it doesn't matter if you're getting the Giza Dream Sheets, you're getting the MyPillows, or those awesome slippers. You're going to not only be purchasing quality merchandise, but you're going to be helping to support American workers on American soil, and you're going to be supporting these humanitarian efforts that Mike Lindell is involved in down in Florida. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes.
It's a simple question, but it needs to be asked. When is the FBI going to wake up and do their job of busting real criminals who are a threat to the general population? They are another example of a bloated government agency who seems to have forgot who they work for, and that's the American people, not Joe Biden.
Wow, there you, Connor the Millennial, using our shout back function. This is pretty cool. We have an app. And if you utilize the app, you can send us a message and we'll play those back on the radio. All you have to do is download the app, and you can do that by going to our live show blog, or you can go to kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. You'll see the app button there. Click on that and you'll be able to download it. It's free of charge, and you'll be able to listen to conservative talk radio 24 hours a day. We have some great hosts that are on the network, and we'd love for you to do that. And you can download the shout back function and give us a call. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, they call it the Golden State, but now California literally leads the nation in homelessness and crime. Businesses, taxpayers are hitting the road. They're getting out of Dodge. The woke agenda is so bad, they're pushing for non-citizens to sit on juries and kids as young as 16 to vote. Governor Gavin Newsom may run for president. Well, our good friend Rob Schmidt is in California exposing the madness all this week in Los Angeles, telling the truth about California's dangerous ways and how it could infect America and even your state. You got to watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. Millions tuning into Rob and Newsmax for news they can trust. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if they don't carry Newsmax, give them a call and say, hey, I want Newsmax. Millions have made the switch, and you should too. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax. All right. Wow. Coming up, we've got our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs. He's going to be bringing us up to speed on the border crisis. Also, we're going to get him to weigh in on this Kari Lake gubernatorial race. What a crazy situation that is. And an artist for DC Comics, 20 years, now has his own projects on the side, and he's weighing in on this comic book wokeness that's happening all over the industry. And so we're going to be talking to him about that. In Colorado, a story that is not getting much attention, but should. 30,000 postcards were sent to individuals across the state of Colorado who are not eligible to vote. These people are non-citizens. Now, they could be illegals. They could be immigrants who are just here on a visa, but they were all sent these postcards giving them instructions on how to register to vote. Now, the Secretary of State's office says, well, oops, that's our bad. There was some sort of a clerical error, and we didn't mean for that to happen. Are you buying any of that? Clearly, a lot of people are not, because people have been very, very wary of the explanation coming out from the Colorado government. So much so that NPR, the NPR station there, National Public Welfare Radio, the NPR station there in Colorado is actually attacking people who are suggesting there was something nefarious here. Now, you think about this for a moment. 30,000 postcards going out to people who are not eligible to vote. What do you think that's all about? We keep going back to what's happening at the border with hundreds of thousands of people coming into this country. These are the voters that the Democrats want. This is why Joe Biden wants to keep that border open. They think these people are going to be able to vote in our elections, and sadly, many of them already are. Every time an illegal crosses that border, there's somebody from the Democrat Party there with a fruit basket and a voter registration card. How do you think those people are voting in the elections that they're not supposed to be voting in? But that's what that's all about. And by the way, you know who sees through that scheme? That would be all of the law-abiding Hispanic Americans. Their communities have been decimated by this, and especially in the border states. Just remember, folks, elections have consequences, and I hope everybody learned their lesson. I certainly do, in the wake of what happened in 2020. 24 more days until the midterm election. What is the issue that's driving you to the ballot box? 844-747-8868. Again, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to be getting to your calls after the top of the hour local and national news. Also, I want to remind you and encourage you to head over to ToddStarnes.com. We have a great store, and we want you to send us photos. Many of you have bought our T-shirts. You've bought the hats. Maybe you got the biscuit book. And we want you to send us your pictures, your photographs of you wearing the shirts, wearing the ball caps, reading the books. And you can do that. You can send those to us on our social media platforms. And we want to be able to share those with the rest of our great, good-looking audience. All right, folks, stick around. Hour three coming up. Andy Biggs. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, your election headquarters, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, 24 days until the midterm elections. Also, we are right smack in the middle of a radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom. And folks, we need your help. We're running a little bit behind where we were last year at this time. And so we need you to head over to our website, toddstearns.com, click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and we need you to donate at least $100. That amount is going to be doubled thanks to a generous ADF donor. You can also give them a call at 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. All right. I was listening to some reports coming from the border, and I want you to hear who the illegals are thinking as they invade our sovereign land.
That's right, Ainsley, Brian, and Steve, good morning. And I'm just trying to process what I just heard from the vice president, that if you see a problem, well, let me show you a problem. We just had 200-plus migrants cross here in the Eagle Pass area. We're in Maverick County. They're from all over the world. In fact, I just met a few of these migrants here. Excuse me, sir. Where are you from?
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. How long have you been traveling?
For 45 days.
45 days you came from Sri Lanka? Did you come by boat? How did you come? Did you go through the jungle?
Yeah, everything. Boat, jungle. We went through everything.
And our Vice President Harris says the border is closed, but do you think that the border is open?
Oh, we don't think so.
And just let me ask you, sir, why are you here?
We want to live here. We like U.S.
You're at the U.S.? And do you have any message for President Biden?
We thank him for accepting us for living here.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't want to interrupt.
There you go. There you go. The illegals thanking President Biden.
Gracias.
Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. He represents the 5th Congressional District in Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, there you have it. Even the illegals know who is responsible for the breaches at our southern border.
You know, Todd, everybody in the world knows how to get into America, and that if you come in illegally, this administration is going to try to give you work permits, health care, free phones, and if possible, they want to give you amnesty. The whole world knows it. We have 160 nations that came in last year. And so I'm not surprised, and this harkens back to within the first 30 days of Biden becoming president. You remember seeing those pictures of people in Tijuana waiting in the Zocalo to come across. Now have thank you, President Biden, or Biden let us in, you know, T-shirts on, because that's what he campaigned on. And that's the one promise he's definitely delivered on, is opening the border.
And it's become a massive crisis. There was the report in Colorado where you had, 30,000 postcards went out to show people how to register to vote, and these people were non-citizens. We don't know if they're illegals or whatever their immigration status is, but they're not eligible to vote. And you do wonder what sort of an impact these illegals are having, if not on congressional races, certainly in local and state races.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the deal where I introduced multiple amendments to Democrat bills saying you can't vote unless you're a citizen. You have to show proof of citizenship, because this is going on. You have states like California and local jurisdictions in California, New York, and other places that are saying, well, you know, they're here illegally. We want them to be represented. And I'm like, wait just a cotton picking minute. There is a benefit to being a citizen of the greatest nation on earth, and that's to legally vote. You cannot come here illegally and then intercede in our elections. The Democrats are up in arms because of the false Russian hoax. This is worse than the false Russian hoax. They're actually allowing people who are illegal to vote in our elections.
Congressman Andy Biggs is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Congressman, of course, the midterm elections, I want to get to that in just a second on the congressional side. But this crazy gubernatorial race in Arizona, Carrie Lake, who I think has run a pretty darn terrific campaign, her opponent, Katie Hobbs, simply refuses to debate, and then PBS turns around and really stabs Carrie Lake in the back.
Yeah, I mean, for people who don't know this, in Arizona, the law is in the clean elections, you're going to have one debate for every one of these offices, and Katie Hobbs says she won't do it. Carrie Lake, of course, is ready to take her on anytime, any place, anywhere, because she's not a scaredy cat. I mean, it reminds me of this old movie where Mel Brooks is the psychiatrist at the Institute for the Very, Very, Very Nervous, and the Katie Hobbs is very, very, very nervous. And so she's running out, and PBS says, oh, you know what, don't worry, Katie Hobbs, we're going to give you 30 minutes of free airtime. And you know what? That's one of the reasons I introduced legislation to defund the public broadcasting system, because they are so biased to the left now. And there's so many other outlets, we don't need the PBS system anymore at all.
No, I'm with you. I say defund them all. I am the owner of a news talk radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. I do not like my tax dollars being used to support my competitor in the business, NPR. I got a problem with that. And to your point, Congressman, there are plenty of other outlets for people to utilize. All you have to do is get your TV guide out and start a looking.
That's exactly right. So when they try to put their thumb on the scale like this, it's reprehensible. And again, it's the thing, Todd, we're talking about. You know, they want illegals to vote, but they created the Russian hoax. They're the ones who always project that somebody else is trying to meddle in the elections, when they're the ones that are out there trying to steal the elections and put their fingers on it in an unfair manner to prevent fair and free elections. And this is just one more example of it. And I don't know if you saw the Project Veritas video of Katie Hobbs fleeing the reporter who says, just, I wanted to ask you why you don't want to debate, you know? And she runs to the women's bathroom. She spills her Coke, all of this stuff, you know.
And litters. She litters, too. She left a trail of trash on the ground. Nobody picked it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's that's what happens. The left always litters, you know, ideas and garbage on the ground.
By the way, I want to get your reaction to this audio. It was released yesterday. CNN had the exclusive. Nancy Pelosi threatening to do bodily harm to President Trump back on January 6, 2020.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom.
I would pay with you.
I'm waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
You know, Congressman, my reading of the statute, that's a crime, what she just did.
Well, whether it was a crime or not, it reflects the real hatred that Nancy Pelosi had and still has. They're obsessed. The entire left is obsessed with Donald Trump. I mean, don't ever forget, when he gave his State of the Union that time, great speech, very presidential, very unifying speech. She rips it up behind him, which, by the way, is also a crime. You know, you can't destroy this stuff. But nobody's raiding her home to try to find out if she has any documents she shouldn't have.
It's a good point.
Todd, the left is unhinged. Donald Trump lives in their head. They hate the America First movement, which is the great political movement of our time. And it's reflected from Nancy Pelosi to Joe Biden doing his Priest of Moloch impersonation in front of the red hellish hues in front of the Independence Hall, saying that if you support America First, you are an enemy of the country. I mean, these guys throw gas and gas on every ember and flame, trying to divide the United States of America, and they're being very successful. But I think Americans are waking up and are ready to do something about it.
Congressman, looking at the midterms, certainly the polling is indicating a good election for Republicans. What's the first order of business? Say you guys regain control of the House. What's the first thing you guys need to do?
We need to bring spending back under control, and that starts with eliminating the funding for, 87,000 IRS agents. And you start looking at the politicization of the police state, and maybe you have to deal with some of their funding. And then you also, for me, it is critical that the Judiciary and Oversight Committees bring start an impeachment inquiry into Alejandro Mayorkas. This guy is single-handedly attacking this country.
No doubt about that. And then the flat out lies. He knew that those Border Patrol officers were not using whips, and he said nothing. And that to me is an impeachable offense as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about this. You know that it's untrue, but you throw your agents under the bus. And Todd, most people don't realize this. They have pursued them even after they were investigated forever and then cleared again. They want to go after them for some kind of administrative action to give them additional time off without pay. That's how awful, what bad human beings are at the top of CBP today and Department of Homeland Security. And Chief Ortiz is the chief of the CBP. He needs to basically tell Mayorkas, stop it, and let's bring this order back to the border. And he has been candid when he's been under oath, Chief Ortiz has, about who's caused this and what needs to happen.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good luck, and I'm excited to see you back in Washington. You're just fighting the good fight, and we need more people like you up on Capitol Hill.
Well, please send me some in this election. Please send me some more folks.
All right. We'll do that. Congressman, thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Andy Biggs out of Arizona. And he's right. We do need more people like him. Hey, I've got to play some audio for you. Remember we told you about the Muslim parents in Dearborn, Michigan hundreds of them turned out. Well, they had the second school board meeting in a bigger auditorium. Standing room only, over 600 Muslim parents turned out. I want to give you a little flavor of what that sounded like.
I just want to know what it is that makes a drag show family friendly. Because
okay, that's not the Muslim. Cut number two. Hundreds and hundreds of Muslim moms and dads in Dearborn, Michigan, very upset over these pornographic books that are in the school library. And we don't have a lot of we can't play this mom, but you just heard a snippet of this mom who got fired up at the school board meeting a few days ago. That the same thing is happening in California, Michigan, Germantown, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee, all over America this is happening, and I'm glad to see moms and dads, Christians, Jews, Muslims, even LGBT moms and dads, and they don't want their kids exposed to this kind of crap in the public school libraries. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Grace, good Lord, you've been pestering me all show about this. We're going to talk about the Van Gogh painting. Why are you so enthralled with this story?
I don't know. It's just my favorite story of the day It's so ridiculous.
So here's the deal. So Grace, correct me if I'm wrong here. So a couple of these climate change, these tree huggers.
Yes.
The tree huggers showed up at the National Gallery in London, and they threw... What is it? Tomato soup?
Yes. Canned tomato soup.
Was it Campbell's?
I don't think so. I think it was Heinz.
Oh, yeah. That's worse. That's okay. Anyway, they threw soup on a painting that was done by Van Gogh called Sunflowers. And then they glued themselves to the wall.
Because that's going to save the planet.
And we have audio here?
Oh, yes, we do.
All right. Let's take a listen.
What is worth more? Art or life? Is it worth more than food? Worth more than justice? Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people. The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis. Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. They can't even afford to heat a tin of soup.
Meanwhile,
crops are failing. Millions of people are dying in monsoons, wildfires, and severe drought. We cannot afford new oil and gas. It is going to take everything we know and love.
So, wow. I don't know if they've identified these people, but you know who that just sounds like?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Exactly. Are we? Maybe there's part of the same.
That
like,
was
tree
creepy.
Cult. It's very, very creepy. Very creepy.
Now, look, I'm getting old. But here's what I recommend. They should have tased their butts. Just go ahead and light them up.
That would be effective.
You can't get their hands off the wall. I have a recommendation. They do something like this in some of the Middle Eastern countries. They could take a big machete and chop. Or if the tasers aren't going to work, pop them in the kneecaps.
Now, they did confirm that the painting is okay. So they had, I don't know if they had a piece of glass over the painting or what, but the painting's okay.
Oh, well, that's
it looked
good
pretty
news.
Rough. It looked like one of those abstract paintings where someone just threw paint on a canvas.
It looks like somebody vomited an entire can of soup, Campbell's soup.
That's basically what happened.
It's very disgusting. All right. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school here. But these people have no respect for anything. And by the way, I don't. They were talking about people being cold. Well, how do you think they're going to get warm?
They just threw out perfectly good soup.
That's a good point. Instead of using the soup to vandalize something, why don't you feed one of these people?
Exactly.
And they've got the T-shirts.
They don't get it.
No. You do wonder, though. I mean, at what point do you finally crack down on this nonsense?
But yeah, they look like pretty young girls in the video. They look maybe what? Oh. They're in their teens.
Yeah, they kind of look like,
you know,
yeah.
How dare you?
I just say
that girl.
We don't judge, but there are some questionable pronouns going on there. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. People, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. 24 days until the midterm elections. You know, we have here at our flagship headquarters, KWAM, the Mighty 990. A lot of the staff really get they're plugged into the comic book scene. They just had the big Memphis comic book convention here, so a lot of people go to that. And it has been a source of conversation about how, in recent years, the comic book industry has gone woke, and a number of the beloved characters that many of us grew up with have now come out of the closet as gay. There's Robin from Batman and Robin, now a bisexual. You've got Superman, who comes out as bisexual, has a male boyfriend. Then there's Wonder Woman as a queer. We still don't know what Aquaman's doing with the dolphins. Don't want to know that question. And it's not just in DC Comics. This is happening across the board. I think there's a brand new gay version of Spider-Man out there. And so I was really intrigued and a lot of people don't want to reach, they don't want to speak out against this because it's, I mean, folks, you know, you don't want to have the mob come after you. But there's a gentleman by the name of Gabe El-Tayeb, who for 20 years was one of the best artists for DC Comics. And he's been speaking out about this. And he's got his own new project called Truth, Justice, American Way. And we're going to post a link to this on our live show blog. And Gabe joins us this afternoon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Gabe, good to have you with us today.
Todd, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing well. And first of all, a big fan of your work. Your artistry is just really remarkable. And we appreciate what you do for the comic book world.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I started off, I don't know when I started drawing. When I was a little boy, 3 years old, back in my grandparents' Mexican restaurant, drawing on butcher paper. And it's something I always wanted to do since I was a little kid. And I made a decision at 12 or 13 that I would work for my favorite artist. He's the vice president of Warner Brothers right now, Jim Lee, a famous comic book illustrator. He ended up hiring me in my 20s. So God bless him. My exact dream came true, and it was a privilege and a pleasure to work there. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, all of it, illustrating, coloring, doing all this great stuff.
What was that like for you, Gabe? I mean, getting that job and being able to illustrate and tell the stories of those heroes that you grew up with.
It was amazing. It's like, imagine, we all wanted to be a ball player when we were little, but two dreams for me were defensive end for the Denver Broncos or comic book artist. So I got one of them. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", played a lot of football, coached a lot of it, but imagine you go on your favorite team, Todd, and not only do you get to your favorite team, your favorite player is the one that picks you. That's what happened for me. Jim Lee personally hired me, my favorite artist, from when I was 12, to work in his studio and join DC Comics. So that's what it felt like. It felt like a humbling blessing. It was so amazing. Comic books are an original American art form. They were invented about 100 years ago in this country. And so I take a lot of pride in that. You know, I take this is our cultural heritage, and stories about heroes are so important, and identity politics are ruining everything. Someone told me a great C.S. Lewis quote that we don't tell children fairy tales to tell them that dragons are real. Children know dragons are real. We tell children fairy tales to tell them dragons can be slain. And when you see Superman and Batman and Luke Skywalker and Indiana Jones and all the classic heroes of yesteryear overcoming their own fear, standing up to evil, even though they could be killed, imprisoned, ruined, whatever, they still stand up and win, and that tells all of us we can stand up. So that's what I did. They started getting a little woke, 2013-14, a little more, and I kept my head down. I'm like, well, it's not the comics I'm working on. Kind of weird, and it was a quarter of our books, half the books, and now they've gone nitro crazy. It's all the books are just identity politics. I am Mexican and Libyan. My father escaped Gaddafi's socialist regime. They murdered my dad's friends and my grandfather. He got hit by a car by accident because my dad was speaking out against Gaddafi. I do not come from cowards. We stand up to these people that want to silence and cancel, and we cancel the cancelers. And we always follow the law, but I stand up, and I'm one of the only people in my entire business to do it. You know, I have friends that private message me, email me, all this stuff. I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. It's a shame they're ruining Superman, this and that. But the thing that got my go, it's a year ago yesterday, I made international news. You probably covered it. It was over the globe for 3 days. And I left the book over this. They said the Superman slogan would no longer be truth, justice, and the American way. And that prompted me to make my own comic. That's the name of my comic, is Truth, Justice, American Way. And it's classic, uplifting action that celebrates traditional values. It isn't preachy. It isn't right-wing and we hate Democrats and blah. No. It's stories for everyone. You don't know Han Solo's politics. You just know that he has a character arc where he quits being a selfish pirate and he comes back to save his friends and he overcomes the evil within him to be selfish. That's what our stories are about. Overcoming fear, overcoming selfishness, brotherhood, family, love, being courageous. We don't get after you if you're left wing. I don't care. My stories are for everyone. And I'm with my partner, David Williams. He's a 30-year veteran of Warner Brothers. I'm just like a 20-year veteran. So I'm the puppy here. And if you get this book, you're going to be thrilled. Your kids will love it, but adults will love it, too. It's sophisticated enough for adults, but it's great for kids, too. It's like Star Wars. It's like Indiana Jones. You can watch that movie when you're 8 and love Indiana Jones, and you can watch it when you're 80 and love it. So we're right there in the classic action, the tradition that many men and women built before us, you know, to build the entertainment business. We lost our culture, Todd, by giving up on entertainment. Well, if you're out there and you can hear the sound of my voice and you are sick, keep it clean, we're on radio. You're sick and tired. You're sick and tired of what they're doing to your country, to your culture. I'm not white, but they call all you white people racist, white devils. And I stand up for the white people. White lives do matter. I'll never back down from that. If you're sick and tired of them destroying your culture, making a mockery of you, well, it's time to stand up like I did. I stood up a year ago. I got a wife, kids, mortgage. My whole career was 20 years of comic book artist. That's my resume. What am I going to do for a living? But I just trusted God and said, no, I'm not going to do evil. I'm not going to crap on America and this. Oh, my dad escaped to come here. My grandfather, his side, my mom's side, they've been here since the 1700s before it was America. So I'm the American dream. I have people who were here before the country was founded, and my dad got here in the 70s. And I know what this country's done for me. And I, and every one of you that can hear me, you have a blood debt to the people that came before us. Everything they did for us, the men and women, grandfathers and great-grandmothers, and going back thousands of years even in Western culture, they built this amazing world where we have air conditioning and filtered water. I'm not breaking the chain. I'm going to keep going and paying it forward. And I will stand up to any of these, keep it clean, any of these people that want to cancel and ruin American and Western culture. Never. Not Gabe, on my watch.
Gabe, we got a 50-second delay, so God forbid you go into a rant. But you're good. So far, so good. You're good.
It's your show. I'll let you talk.
But,
I'm sorry.
But, you know, no, I'm loving, and I think our audience needs to hear what you have to say. And we talk about these issues all the time, that this mob that's out there. You know, my great-grandparents came from Germany. They escaped brutal dictators to come to this country and to claim that American dream. You know, I remember as a little boy, growing up in North Mississippi, riding my bicycle to the Rexall drugstore and sitting down on the floor of that drugstore and reading the comic books. And you're right. I never knew if Superman was a Republican or a Democrat. Those things were not important to me. It was all about the story. It was all about the adventure.
Right. Absolutely. And these leftists that have invaded Hollywood since the 50s, by the way, McCarthy was right, it turns out. The reason they do identity politics is they use people like me. I'm a Mexican. I'm a Libyan. There's gay people, women. The reason they insert them in all of our Star Wars and stuff and ruin it is not because we hate gay people. How could I hate Mexicans? I'm one. How could I hate Libyans? I'm one. They put them there, and they're typically white liberal saviors, and they are actually very racist. They put them there for their own ego. So they can put them like, look, everyone, I put a gay Mexican in this comic. I am a hero. Praise me as your golden god. It's all about their ego. And as someone who is a writer and an illustrator, and I'm masterful at all these things, award-winning, by the way, I know that just as the science of how art works, you're breaking story when you do that. Stories have formulas and patterns. And when you just insert identity politics for your own vanity, you're disgusting. An egomaniac. And the sales show it. DC Comics has cut so many titles, laid off so many employees. Warner Brothers just 2 days ago, 82 people let go from Cartoon Network. No one wants this woke crap. We just want our stories back. And I'll let you go, but we lost our culture by giving up on the arts. So either do what I did and stand up and make good art, and if you can't make good art, support people like me. I can't make it for free. Buy Truth, Justice, America Way today. Buy it today. Go ahead, Todd. I'm sorry.
No. Look, we're going to do that. We want to be able to support all of your projects, Gabe, when they come out, and we're going to post a direct link to this on our website, Truth, Justice, American Way, ladies and gentlemen, 64 pages, full color action adventure. And as he said, they're heroes you can believe in. Gabe, it's really strange, though, that they're willing to destroy an entire company to get their message out. And you look at the gay Superman, and they had to cancel that series because the sales just completely bombed. I mean, nobody wants to read that kind of stuff.
Right. People want to be inspired by stories. I want to see Luke Skywalker stand up to Darth Vader and say, oh, I can stand up to scary evil in my life. I don't want to be lectured. I don't want a comic book, a movie, a TV show to say, you hate women. You hate gay people. And me, the writer, I love women and gays and immigrants and blacks and all that. It's like, yeah, we all do. I don't hate people from their identity either. And it's racist and bigoted to put people in these categories. To me, who I wanted to be when I was 7 is Han Solo. Harrison Ford, that is a pretty British name, Ford. I am a Mexican Libyan, but somehow I identified with the humanity of his characters. I didn't care that he was a white guy with green eyes. I'm a brown guy with black hair and brown eyes, but none of that matters because we're human. So these distinctions are so racist and bigoted and terrible. You know, gay people are real. They deserve to be in stories, of course. But when you force it in there, you're using them as a prop for your own vanity. And that is actually homophobic and hateful to gay people.
Gabe, you're a great American patriot, sir, and we're going to wish you the very best. Let us know anytime you have a new project coming out, and we're going to get you on. We'll be promoting it and sharing it on our platforms as well. And we appreciate the great work you do for the country.
I love what you're doing. I wasn't really aware of you until like this last week, and I love what you're doing, and I love what we're all doing, guys. And stand up like Todd does, stand up like I do. Always follow the law. Stand up to this woke mess.
We're supposed to be happy warriors and civil right. lambs, but not silent lambs.
Right.
All right, my friend.
Can I just say,
yeah.
Everyone, you can find me online. My name is Gabe, G-A-B-E, and my last name is like the band, the Beatles, spelled backwards. It's like Beatles, spelled backwards. It's an Arabic name. So find me everywhere. You can find my comics. Please buy them today. They're so thrilling, so exciting, so beautifully illustrated, and you'll be supporting good art that fights to preserve our culture. Thank
Fantastic.
You so much, Tom.
All right, Gabe. Appreciate you. Gabe El Tayeb, ladies and gentlemen, great illustrator, great comic book artist. The name of the project, Truth, Justice, American Way. And look, it's he's speaking truth to the culture. Truth to the culture. All right, here's what we're going to do. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go right to your calls. Paul in Georgia wants to weigh in on Franklin Graham, 844-747-8868. I'm encouraged. I am encouraged when I hear stories like that. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Paul in Georgia, WDUN, our great radio station there. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I wanted to mention about Franklin Graham, the 20 reasons to vote for a Democrat.
Yes.
I agree with every reason that he had, and the thing about it is all of them's true, and what's scary, if people don't think they need to turn out to vote, there's a man in the White House right now that he stands for all of those reasons. And the Democrats in the upper level, they all know what he stands for, and they stand behind him every day. And that's scary. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it is scary. We got a lot of morons in the country, Paul. And, you know, we're working every day on this radio program to try and convert them to the right way of thinking. You know, I think a big test is going to be in Georgia, where you have the Senate race and the governor's race. Looks like the polling data seems to favor Kemp over Abrams. It's a lot tighter on the Senate side. At least that's what they are leading us to believe. But regardless, Paul, we got a campaign like we're 20 points behind every single race out there.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. We really do. And the thing about it is if people really look that deep into it and seeing what these two different parties stand for, I don't see how in the world that it could even be close.
It's a fair.
It don't seem like it could even be close.
No. Right. You would think so. But there are a lot of people that don't listen to talk radio. They don't watch the cable news. They don't do a lot of reading, and they just basically, if grandma or grandpa says you vote Democrat, you vote Democrat, and that's what they've done. You've got generations of people that have voted Democrat, and many of those people are now living perpetually in public housing and living off the government dime. So we've got it's an education process, Paul, and that's one of the things we try to do on this radio station, or radio show, rather, and we try to have a good time as well. Paul, appreciate the call. Hope you have a good weekend. Oh, big football game, Grace Baker. The University of Tennessee Volunteers going elephant hunting.
My family has been preparing for this all week long.
Roll Tide! Splish, splash. I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, we are all Tennessee fans tomorrow, unless you're an Alabama fan.
We're all Tennesseans tomorrow. Tennessee strong.
I mean, like, I'll be honest. Did you watch any of the Texas A&M versus Alabama
game?
Oh,
I did. I watched the whole game.
I got too invested. I was like, maybe they're going to beat them, and then they didn't.
I know. I took my blood. You know, I have to take my blood pressure at home now all the time, and so I checked it out, and I'm like, whoa, Nelly, got to stop that.
I think they have a good chance tomorrow to beat them.
It's going to be a fun, I hope it's going to be a fun game, and I think it's going to be a fun game.
What time is it at? Do you know?
I'm going to have to check the times.
Yeah, Memphis plays in the evening, but oof, they're not doing so hot.
Well, you know, we've got the big Memphis Food and Wine Festival, so
yes,
looking forward to meeting all of our listeners out there tomorrow, eating some fancy food.
Well, luckily the Tennessee game is before that, so it's at 2:30.
I'm actually going. You know, there's a division there at the Food and Wine. I'm going to the Food and Baptist Martini.
Oh, very nice.
Food and that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon for all you Lutherans in Mississippi. So
the more you know.
Just want to point that out.
Well, you can get in the Tennessee game before and then go to that because Tennessee's at 2:30.
Oh, 2:30. Oh, perfect.
So it works out perfect for your schedule.
So hopefully we'll be celebrating.
Hope you. You are.
And and during SEC football season, sorry, but we're enemies. You know, it is what it is.
Hopefully you'll be celebrating. Otherwise, you might need two Baptist martinis.
Maybe three.
Might be that kind of a day.
I'm not lying. It may be three. All right. Folks, it's been a great week. Good to be back with you here in Memphis, Tennessee. ToddStearns.com, great website, great content for you to check out. Be sure to see the writings of Caleb Park and our whole team of journalists there and our friends at Liberty University. Folks, I want to thank Kyle, our audio engineer, Grace Baker, our great executive producer and call screener. You folks have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend, America.